Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
How about welcome everybody online? You guys want to or not? You didn't feel like it? You didn't feel like welcoming people online? No, that it doesn't count now. They're already tuned out. They've gone to the back to the Baptist church to live the mundane life that they've... Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said that. You always take it too far when you start talking about the Baptist. But any Baptists in here? One. There you go. Yeah. You about got your arm ripped off. He tried to raise his hand. His wife ripped his arm off. It's like, dear God, do not admit you're Baptist ever. What was I talking about? Nothing really yet. Something Brooklyn said in that intern video is she said something I've never really thought about this before. She said, when you take a step, God will give you another step. And I don't know how I missed that because I've seen that video a few times, but it's true. When we take a step, God's going to provide another step for us. And sometimes we get stuck places because we just haven't taken that step. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it. Unless you're Baptist, you probably don't smoke pipes. Put that in your pipe. Somebody just snorted. That's when it's really funny, Sandy, when people are snorting. Opposite of that. Many times I have the strong realization that I'm in a situation with somebody or somebody's dealing with something, and I have this strong realization that I was built for this. You know, I'll just tell you, a lot of times when people get a diagnosis of disease or a poor health report, it hits me. It's like, man, something kicks in. Anybody with me on that? Something kicks in with me, and I'm thinking, man, I'm built for this and for life's battles. And I want you to know that our lives, all of us collectively, okay, because we're all members of the body of Christ. And what's bad about it is that 87% of people that are consistent, committed church people in America today have no idea what their purpose is. Could you imagine your physiology, your body, that 85 or 87% of you has no idea what its purpose is? I mean, it doesn't make sense. And tonight I want to talk to you about that. And some of it's old news for you, and some of it I think is going to hit you differently than maybe it ever has. And that's what I'm believing God for, because your life is about making a difference. Can you write that down? Your life is about making a difference. We have to make a difference in people's lives. You know, and I think it's fine if you're one of those people that said, man, if one person gets helped, or one person gets better, man, it's all worth it, no matter how much it is. Hey, the great job with the golf tournament, by the way. We had it felt like months ago. Sandy said it's true, but it was just a couple weeks ago. We netted over $50,000 for the distribution center. Just playing golf one day. And I'll tell you, I had a guy today that was one of the sponsors came up and said that's the best golf tournament I've ever played in. My son Taylor, who, my gosh, for you to pry a compliment out of him for something like that, he said it was one of the best. He went up to Brian. I think Brian Tyler was wherever Brian is. He's a lead singer now, so he's probably in the back eating M&Ms or something. But he came. Brian kind of oversaw the whole thing, and he came up to Brian and said, "Man, it's one of the best golf tournaments I've ever been to." So mark the date next year. Try to be a part of it. It's an amazing time. It's imperative for you. I'm just telling you. It's imperative for you personally to find your purpose. Imperative. Tonight isn't going to be about finding your purpose. Tonight is getting you to a place where you can. No matter what age you are, no matter what you've been through, no matter what your track record is, what your history is, what kind of spirituality you've lived your life, find your purpose. And it's imperative for you to do that. Not what people expect of you. And I'll tell you, what Sandy and I deal with all the time is the expectations on us. You know, I mean, I know I deal with that, and I still do. After all these years of ministry, there's still expectations. What I'm talking about here in your purpose is the reason you're breathing air on this planet. Why are you here? What is your purpose? You know, somebody famous said something pretty smart, that the two biggest days of your life is the day you're born and the day you figure out why. And most people, and I personally think it's criminal. I think we need to lock up preachers that aren't helping people find their purpose, because I think it's criminal for people to live their life purposeless in the body of Christ. It doesn't make any sense. Does it to you? It makes no sense to me. And I know that's a little far, but I want you to hear it, because what separates Christianity from all other beliefs and all other religions and from all others is that our God is alive. And I'll go a step further. He's alive in us. What separates us from people who don't believe is that we're alive. Do you understand that people that don't know Jesus are dead? They're walking dead people. They make TV shows about them now. They're not alive. They're dead in sin. See, there's two kinds of existences on this earth. One is dead in sin. One's alive in Christ. Did you write that down? And you got to pick which one you're going to live, which one you're going to be. Man, I want to be alive in Christ. Anybody with me on that? Let me hear you. Man, alive in Christ. If you could see what God has for your life, I mean, just what God has for us, what God's laid out. The Bible says, eye hasn't seen, nor ear, nor has entered in the heart of man. You can't imagine what God has for you. If we could just see what God has for us, it would change everything. Because the biggest deterrent to you living the purpose of God in your life is your mindset. You should write that down. Your mindset. Let me tell you, there's 70,000 thoughts a day that the average person has, the average adult has. 70,000 thoughts. And 98% of them are just repetition for years and decades and a lifetime. And you know what? We've got to renew our mind. We've got to renew our mindset. I need a new mindset. Man, the way Sandy and I did ministry 30 years ago. We started the church 27 and a half years ago. Man, we moved to this building 19 years ago. Man, the people change, society changes. You know what? We've got to change our trajectory. Man, it's like when you go duck hunting. You got to figure out which way the wind's blowing. If the wind shifts, you have to shift your position, because those ducks will land against the wind. And see, we have to understand that they'll circle until they can find how the wind's blowing so that they can land on that pond or in that slough or where they want to eat. And you know what? The bottom line is, that's how we reach people. We find out where they want to land, where people are. See, the bottom line with this is so much of life is unfulfilling. Man, I listened to a podcast recently of a very famous guy that millions of people have watched, and he said the problem is there's not any fulfillment in the world because everybody gets a trophy. So now the trophy doesn't mean anything. See, I would rather compete and do my best, and I'm not kidding you, and someone else get a trophy that I've done my absolute best. See, and the bottom line is, what does the word say? We all run. Everyone's running. Run as one who wins. See, that's what the fulfillment of our life is. And see, and I believe that we could get there. Your fulfillment is within reach. But see, there's some questions that go with that. And I think some practical things. What is your passion? I've got an idea. I know what Pastor Sandy's passion is. I know what Chris Hart's passion is. I know what Scott Houston's passion is. Listen, I'm not saying I know what they do for a living, because I do that as well. I know. But I also know their passion. I mean, why there's a heartbeat in their chest. Because see, for me, like, my passion's not to just, my building a great church for me is making church, listen, I'll tell you what my passion is today, is for the culture of this church to be a place where people want to be even when they don't have to be. I love it when I see people here during the week. I love it when I see people here that, man, they just want to practice music and get better. Speaking of practice music, is Bernie around? Is Bernie here? Bernie's there. Bogan's married. In the band, Bogan's married. Bernie got his citizenship about a month ago. Did you guys know that? Our drummer, Bernie. We're going to have Bernie get up before every service and sing God Bless America. How about that, Bernie? Can you do that? And what were you? What were you before you were an American? It wasn't like it was absolutely. He goes, Mexican? I think that's something. I think that's a... But I'm glad. But you know what's happening Saturday? Does anybody know what's happening Saturday here? Hey, Juan Charles, is Juan Charles here? What? Hey, Juan Charles, are you here? Get up here. Hurry up. So hurry up. Run, son. I love watching Chucky run. Look at him running. Run, Chuck. Oh, he can run. Tell him what's going on Saturday.
International celebration. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you're all invited.
Say it again, because I like the way you say it.
International celebration. Because we want to celebrate all nationalities, that's why.
Americans.
And Americans like Bernie.
Okay, what time is it again? I lost 11 to 4? Yeah, and it's going to be, and bring food from your native, the motherland or anything. So for you, that would probably be macaroni and cheese. But Brian's bringing macaroni and cheese with brisket. So you got to beat that. I'm going to be here, Sandy. I don't know. What are we doing Saturday? Is our calendar open? Can we come here? Bernie, are you going to be here? Sure. That's liberty for all right there. I'll tell you what Bernie is now. We need to get shirts that say Bernie on the front and Pursuit of Happiness on the back. How about that, huh? God bless America. Anybody with me on that? What are your passions? The second question is, what are you great at? There are people in here. Let me tell you something. There are people in here that are absolutely great. I'm not kidding you. Chris Abbott, you want to stand? What he is great at, he's the very best in the world at. That's how great he is. I mean, let that sink in. I mean, he's great at it. I mean, just moved into a new house, a mansion, a palatial. But he's great at it. He had to find it. You find your passion, right? And he's great at it. Sit down, Chris. Okay. And I did that because what do other, as an example, I want to be an example to you. What do other people affirm in you? You know, I'm gonna tell you a story. This pastor called me that I just preached. I'm gonna tell it Sunday. But this pastor called and said, let me tell you, you're the best in the world at ministering an altar call. I'm like, oh, thank you. Oh, I appreciate that. And then he told me a story that I'm gonna tell you Sunday that like stunned me. And I'm not stunned very often anymore. But what do other people affirm in you? You know, what are your passions? See, you want to find God's purpose? Man, what are you passionate about? Because the Bible says this, whatever you do, whatever you do, do it heartily as of unto the Lord. See, and you might say, well, I'm passionate about cooking. Let me tell you, cook all day Friday and Saturday morning and bring it Saturday to the international. And I don't know how you spell this word, a celebration, okay? An international, isn't that right, Juan? An international celebration. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 16. I will bless, verse 7, I will bless the Lord who's given me counsel. Okay? Do you see the key here? Man, you've gotten so much counsel already. Man, take a step. Man, some of you guys, just go get an intern application. That's just a step. It doesn't mean you're going to be an intern. But just get the application. Take the step. You know, there's too many people. It's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I should do. You know, and then, and here's Nina, who listened to 50 people get up and make that announcement, and we're recruiting, and we're pinning people, we're putting in front of everybody, and then you know what? She decides she's going to be an intern at the last minute, and now she's married with 3 babies, and now she's living the dream. Now there's a tremendous anointing on that house. And you could say, well, that's going to happen if they weren't interns. I know, but let me tell you, it was just a step. See, that's what that is. If you're caught somewhere, if you're stuck somewhere, you've got to take a step. And then what's God? What is God going to do? He's going to give you the next step. I'll bless the Lord who's given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. This is a huge statement right here. Usually the night is a time of anxiety and fear and terror. Usually at night is a time where we start getting confused. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. Let me tell you, when God's giving you counsel, His Word's giving you counsel, your heart's going to instruct you even in the night seasons. I've set the Lord always before me. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. How about that? Your flesh will rest in hope. Man, that's where I want to live. For you not leave me, my soul in the pit, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. Your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. There's a key. There's a way for you to discover your purpose. And I didn't make this up, okay? Much smarter people did. But I'll tell you, they put it so simply and so succinctly, I can't forget it. Okay? Number 4 is discover your purpose. But number 1 is you know God. You get on track where you know God. Let me tell you. Anybody can teach leadership. There's so much about leadership, it's crazy. Let me tell you what the first principle of leadership is, that you know God. I mean, what did Paul say? Follow me as I follow Christ. What did Jesus say? What you've heard me said, I've heard my Father say it. See, Paul said, what you hear me say, you say. What you see me do, you do. Why? Because I know God. Does that make sense? Number 1 is know God. Number 2, we live in His power. We got to find His power. Too many people get to a place where it's like, yeah, I know enough of God, or I know about God, and never get to the power. Does that make sense? Number 3 is huge, because most people, I'm telling you, most, it's probably a high percentage, maybe in the 90s%, don't get to number 3. And number 3 is find freedom. Man, if we'd poll this room, if we'd give people truth serum, if we'd give people a lie detector test, it's like, have you found freedom in your life? I think most people we'd find have it. So we want to get people to be able to live their purpose and discover their purpose, but without finding freedom, you can't discover your purpose. And how many of you guys have ever been hurt? How many of you guys have ever been stressed out? How many of you guys have ever been disillusioned? How many of you guys have ever had depression? How many of you guys have ever had to deal with something that was wrong? How many of you guys have ever had to overcome something that you never thought you could? Well, let me help you. We all have had to deal with that. And I'm telling you, years ago at one of the brunches, and you guys should buy a brunch table just because of what I'm about to tell you. Years ago at one of the brunches, I think it was the first time that Christine Kane spoke here, she talked about things that happened. She talked about being sexually molested her whole childhood. And you know what? And she realized she got caught in that moment. And she had to overcome that. Stuck in a moment. And there's so many people that come in and out of our doors and in and out of our lives that are stuck in a moment. Take a step. You got to take a step of faith. What's the internship? It's a step of faith. What's adding a service a week? It's a step of faith. It's not just about church attendance. It's not just about butts in seats. It's about getting people free. How do we get people free? We get people free, but we're number 1, they know God. Number 2, they live in His power. You know, the Bible says that you have power to tread on serpents and scorpions. that nothing will by any means harm you. Man, the Bible says, of whom shall I be afraid? Why would I fear anything that's subject to gravity? Because my mindset's not. Is that interesting? My mindset's not subject to gravity. So if yours is, there's always going to be a limit. I'm telling you right now, my switch is on go. I'm ready to plant a church. I'm ready to launch another church. I'm ready to go. All it requires is a team. All it requires is a couple dozen people take a step of faith. Man, we've got people in Skytook and Sepulpa right now, man, that are salt of the earth people, that are called, that are experienced, that are handling things that we would never even think about. Man, devoting their lives to it, raising their kids in it. I thank God Sandy and I raised our kids in ministry. And you know, you think about it, preacher's kids, man, there's annals of idiots out there. And the blame is, man, it's because it's preacher's kids. No, not us, not you, not me. Man, we're raising our kids in church. Man, if the doors are open and the lights are on, we're going to be there. Why? Man, because people need Jesus. People need a Savior. Man, my fulfillment comes in me helping other people. That's where all of our fulfillment comes. My fulfillment doesn't come me getting a new pair of boots. My fulfillment doesn't come with me moving into a new house. Not at all. I remember a dear friend of mine, a guy I played rugby with, and an attorney, and he and his wife lived in a little house in Broken Arrow, and then bought a new house, three times the size of the first house they had. They were raising their kids, and he said they moved in, and he laid down in the bed exhausted and had a pit in his stomach because he knew there was nothing fulfilling about that house. And he could tell you that his marriage sank from that day, and it ended up in divorce. But you know what? There's fulfillment. If I just get that big new house, if I get that new vehicle, if I get that new job, if I could be in that sphere of friends, no, let me help you. None of that stuff's going to bring fulfillment in your life. None of it. I'm telling you, because the Bible simply says you can gain the whole dadgum world and lose your soul. Man, what fills your soul? Helping people. What fills your soul? Making a difference. Man, what's one of the most incredible things that happened in October? People that have never prayed with anybody, never led anybody to the Lord, lead dozens of people to the Lord the month of October going through the nightmare. You'll say, well, it's cool, all the people that get saved. Let me tell you what's cooler than that is all the people that are leading people to the Lord that never have before. And you know what? It breaks that mindset that they can't do it. Man, what did Paul tell Timothy? Do the work of an evangelist to make full proof of your ministry. Why? You're helping outside people. You're helping other people. We spent $2.6 million as a church. This is how generous you are. $2.6 million to missions, outreach, and evangelism last year. Where'd that money go? Into hurting people's lives, affecting people, tens of thousands of people. Joyce Meyer Ministries just called Nathaniel this last week, and they said, hey, we want to be involved in whatever outreach that you'll let us this next summer. Man, well, you guys, if there's anything you're doing, man, we want to be involved in it. Man, you look at that, they've got a global impact, and they're calling us. Why? That's just because of your generosity. Why? Because it's the impact you're making on other people. People that don't matter, do you understand that? Insignificant people. Man, it hit me Sunday at the end of the message. I couldn't keep it in. The first person Jesus revealed himself to after the resurrection was Mary the prostitute. Insignificant. How insignificant do you feel? That's just deception of the enemy. I'm telling you, I'm looking at this room. I watched the Longacres. They were part of the collector group. I watched the Longacres, the impact that they've had on my life. Why? Because there's an anointing in Thomas's heart, in his life. There's something on his life that's special. Man, I'm just telling you, Thomas, I'm encouraging you. Man, be about your passion. Man, do what you're great at. See, the bottom line is money's going to come, and I'm not going all Pentecostal ministry on you. And I'm telling you how money comes. Provision follows vision. If you're living the vision that God's put in your heart, see, the Bible says God gives you the desires of your heart. I don't believe he manifests the product of your desires. I believe he gives you the very desire. Man, God gave Sandy and I this desire to do what we do. Why, if he's going to do it for us, why not you? Mike, why not you? Monty, why not you? What, all it takes is just a step. It's just a step. Man, what are you passionate about? What are you great at? What have people affirmed you toward? Yeah, it's great. Have a job somewhere. But be about your passion. Know God. Live in his power. Find freedom and then discover your purpose. But you got to find freedom. Man, if you've got any kind of fear in your life, and you know what we do? I mean, let me tell you the frustrating part. You guys frustrate me, okay? Just so you know, you tick me off. Because you have fear of things in your life. You have anxiety about things. You have family issues. You have things going on with your kids. And we offer ministry at the end of every service, don't we, Scott? And a small percentage of people come forward. I'm like, are we not communicating this right? Man, these people up here can help you. The Bible says some of them up here are elders. You call the elders of the church, listen, to pray the prayer of faith, which they know how to do, adept at it. And what's the last part of that verse? It'll save the sick. It brings the redemption into your life that breaks things off your life. Most people can't get to find freedom. 1 Corinthians 12:1, and this is the title of the message. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, the gifting that's on the gift that God put on the inside of you. What did Paul write? I don't want you to be ignorant. That's the title of the message tonight. I don't want you to be ignorant. I want this to be real to you. Man, I'll preach it again. I'll re-preach this at the end of this. Everybody that got it gets to go home. Everybody else got to stay after class. I don't want you to leave here without getting it. I don't want you to be ignorant. Why? Because God, number one, cheese ball. God has a plan for your life. He's purposed you with a plan. What's that plan? It's steps, next steps. What are you doing? I'm just stepping out the plan. That's all I'm doing. I'm working the plan. God gave you purpose before you were born. Your purpose came before your breath. Your purpose came before your heartbeat. When you get God's design in you, you get his destiny for you. God's fashioned you. God's designed you. Do you understand? There's differences of ministries here. That's what Paul wrote after he said, I don't want you to be ignorant. He said, there's differences of ministries. There's differences of manifestations of ministries. There's differences of administrations of it. You may very well not do it the way I do it. But you have to do it. You have to figure it out. I spent most of my Christian walk not fitting in and trying to figure that out, trying to navigate it. And finally, I'm like, I'm not going to navigate anymore. I'm going to be me. Everybody else says, bow your head, close your eyes, no one looking around. What do I say? Keep your head up, keep your eyes open, and look around at everybody. We'll say, well, you're just rebellious. Yeah, maybe I am. But it works. We find freedom by living God's power. And then we discover purpose. See, knowing experiencing his power, finding freedom, delivers his purpose. See, I think the purpose is the easy part. I think we have to get people to find freedom. If you have an addiction in your life, don't raise your hand. Don't stand up. Don't let that let anybody know. But if you have an addiction in your life, I'm going to show you, as an elder in this church, I'm going to show you how to experience the prayer of faith that'll save you in that situation. Are you guys ready for that? If there's an addiction in your life, are you ready? God, I thank you now that you're all powerful. God, I thank you the devil's a liar. And God, I take authority over that addiction, and I break its power right now in every life in this room, people watching on the internet, no matter who it is. I take authority and I break the power of that addiction right now in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for the new life that comes in to replace that addiction. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to go old school. It might be cigarettes, tobacco. It's probably something else. Don't put yourself in a position to smoke cigarettes now. Get around people that don't smoke cigarettes. Don't go places where you can smoke cigarettes. Don't go places where you can buy cigarettes. Don't carry enough money to buy a pack of cigarettes. Don't go downtown and bum a cigarette. Don't do it. Don't put yourself in that position now. See, who you're with and where you are matters. Whatever other addiction it might be, don't go there. It's that simple. See, but what's it going to require? It's going to require a step of faith. When you find freedom by living God's power, you discover purpose. You got it? God, I thank you for your word tonight. God, I thank you for these incredible people. And God, I thank you for the salvation. So great a salvation. So great a salvation tonight that we receive, God. God, I thank you for that. God, I pray for the people tonight that can't get to number three, that they get there tonight, they find freedom. Just simple freedom. It's for freedom that Christ has set us free. So simple.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.